E, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten, noben drug.
Socialni invalid in ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako niso lahko počne. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu skultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radio Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pač sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži, drži.
Francoske inovacije v okviru evropske prakse. V Franciji so oblasti včeraj začele z napovedanimi deportacijami Romov, kar naj bi predstavljalo del boja francoske vlade s porastom kriminala in nasilja v državi. Deportacije spremljajo rušenja nelegalnih romskih naselij v državi. Tako so jih oblasti ob močni policijski prisotnosti porušile že več kot 50. Načrtujejo pa porušenje skupno 300, govori se celo o številki 600 takšnih naselij. Glavni argument in razlog vlade za tako početje je očitek, da so ta naselja leglo kriminalnih dejavnosti, kot so prostitucija, kraje, beračenje in podobno. Pri tem je treba izpostaviti, da oblasti delijo Rome na tiste, ki že desetletja prebivajo v Franciji in imajo francosko državljanstvo, ter Rome, ki so priseljeni predvsem po letu 2007, ko sta se Bolgarija in Romunija priključili Evropski uniji. Medtem, ko se francoskim Romom priznava zadostno integriranost v družbo, pa se romunskim in bolgarskim Romom očitajo preomenjene kriminalne aktivnosti. Vendar na podlagi teh očitkov ne izvajajo deportacij v matične države tistih Romov, ki bi jim dokazali krivdo na sodiščih, ampak stigmatizirajo celotno romsko skupnost v določenih naseljih. Določene starejše članice Evropske unije, med njimi tudi Francija, po vstopu Romunije in Bolgarije v Unijo niso popolnoma sprostile restrikcij za vstop delavcev iz teh dveh držav na njihov trg delovne sile. Restrikcije veljajo tudi za ostale državljane Romunije in Bolgarije. Ti lahko tako ostanejo v Franciji več kot 90 dni, le v primeru, da imajo sklenjeno delovno razmerje, urejeno zdravstveno zavarovanje oziroma se lahko sami preživljajo. Lahko so deportirani tudi v primeru, da predstavljajo grožnjo javnemu redu, varnosti in zdravju. Vlada se sklicuje ravno na to, vendar pozablja dodati, da se imajo ti posamezniki možnost pritožiti in jim mora biti omogočen enomesečni rok za izselitev, razen v nujnih primerih. Ti v pričujočem primeru niso navedeni. Čeprav se govori o deportacijah, pa francoske oblasti trdijo, da nikogar ne silijo ven iz države in tistim, ki se za to odločijo, kupijo enosmerno avionsko karto in jim dajo po 300 evrov plus 100 evrov za vsakega otroka. Ustavimo se za trenutek pri izrazoslovju. Medtem, ko mediji pišejo o deportaciji in izgonu, uporablja vlada raje izraz repatriacija. Francoski predsednik Nicolas Sarkozy pa cinično govori celo o evakuaciji. Ta izraz je skladen s siceršnjim vladnim izgovarjanjem, češ da so priseljeni Romi žrtve organiziranih kriminalnih združb in jih skušajo z izselitvijo iz države le zaščititi. To sicer niso prve deportacije Romov iz Francije. Lani so jih deportirali po nekaterih ocenah kar 10 tisoč, a se je zaradi slabega gospodarskega in socialnega položaja, predvsem v Romuniji, večina kmalu zatem zakonito vrnila v Francijo. Isto se napoveduje sedaj, zato se je država odločila vzeti vsem deportirancem biometrične podatke, tudi otrokom, in jim skušala tako preprečiti vrnitev v Francijo. Država se želi na ta način v sedanjih deportacijah znebiti okoli 700 Romov, ki bodo ali so že s čarterskimi poleti odleteli v državi izvora. Poleg gestapo taktik, ki se ponavljajo kljub vsakoletnim patetičnim in puhlim pozivom ob obletnicah osvoboditve Auschwitza, in sicer to naj se nikoli ne ponovi, opozarjajo kritiki tudi na čisto banalno plat teh ukrepov. Z njimi naj bi vlada ugajala desnim volivcem in hkrati odvrnila pozornost javnosti in medijev od finančnih škandalov, v katere so zapleteni v samem vrhu Sarkozijeve administracije. Govorili smo z Marijo Ohalido, vodjo oddelka za migracije in Rome na oddelku za Rome na Svetu Evrope, in jo povprašali, kakšno je stališče njene organizacije glede te pereče teme.
The Council of Europe believes that this is not a way to act, because these people are not supposed to be expelled collectively. And that is what is happening in fact, that is what is happening in France right now. People expelled collectively from France.
Eat and sleep without desire. Would you like window or aisle? Only sky you ever seen.
Roberta Kušna, enega vodij organizacije European Roma Rights Center, smo prav tako povprašali po stališču njegove organizacije.
Well, our position is that the French government has announced a policy singling out Roma on the basis of their ethnicity and accusing them as a group of being involved in criminal activity, which we feel is both untrue as a matter of fact and also raises concerns under France's obligations under EU law and international human rights law. Similarly, the deportations on the basis of ethnicity believe also are inconsistent with France's legal obligations. My final.
Mario Ochoa smo vprašali tudi, zakaj so na udaru oblasti sedaj predvsem Romi iz Romunije in Bulgarije.
Well, in fact, because right now they are the more visible population of Roma people in France, but in fact it is to be noticed that many Roma from Kosovo or from the former republics of Yugoslavia have been living in France for more than 10 years without causing any problem. So it's only because people see the Romanian Roma more than the rest of the Roma population in France that they have been put as scapegoats. Like
everyone. Pod katerimi pogoji lahko oblasti deportirajo ljudi iz države? Maria Ochoa.
According to the French authorities, it is not deportation, it is voluntary return. And it's according to the French authorities, it is not illegal to do so, to give the people some money to return, as long as they don't have resources to stay in the country.
How can this be voluntary if they are destroying their settlements?
That is the Council of Europe question. that's why I told you that according to the Council of Europe, it is not it is a collective expulsion, which is forbidden with the European Convention on Human Rights. But again, the French authorities say that it's perfectly legal. So we'll see what comes out of this story.
Težko je torej govoriti o prostovoljni izselitvi iz države, ko država najprej poruši ilegalna naselja in šele na to prebivalcem ponudi možnost plačane izselitve. Maria Ochoa nam je povedala več o povezavah med rušenjem in deportacijami.
Some settlements have already been dismantled, roughly 60 settlements out of the 600 announced. But that doesn't mean that people from the settlements are the ones who have been expelled, who left the country yesterday. Because in many of the settlements there are not Romanian Roma living, but French Roma, Manouche and Jean du Voyage people living. So the problem is more complex, and then again, it's very negative to mix this type of population. Most of the Roma living in France are French citizens who live in settlements which are or not legal, depending on the situation and the different municipalities. Your side.
Kušen iz organizacije European Roma Rights Center je takole komentiral izgovor vlade, da so deportacije in rušenje naselij del širšega boja proti kriminalu.
Well, a battle against crime usually is done with law enforcement methods. If you have a particular individual who is you believe has committed a crime, you investigate that person and you prosecute them. And if you convict them of a crime and they are not a French national, then under EU law, you must engage in an individual determination whether that person is a sufficient threat to society to justify deporting them from the country. And that is not what the French government is doing.
Kaj pa se bo zgodilo z Romi, ki se ne bodo odločili za sprejem podkupnine, da bi odšli iz Francije?
Well, according to what we know, for the time being, the government considers that they are leaving the country voluntarily because they are receiving this sum of 300 euros per adult and 100 euros per child. So according to the French authorities, these are voluntary returns. I don't know exactly how they are. I mean, if they are put in the plane with the police forces or not. I don't think so.
And what if some of those don't want to take the money and they want to stay in the country? What will happen to those? Do you know that?
No, we don't know yet, but out of the 15,000 living in France, for the time being, the authorities speak about 700 being expelled in the next few days. So nothing is said about the rest of them, up to 15,000. You see what I mean? So most of them will never get caught by the authorities and will never be deported. And in any case, many of those who are leaving, who left yesterday, will return. So yes. It's not a solution. To deport them is not a solution because many of them will return, and that is something that is legal under EU legislation. Free movement of people. From unknown love
comes again. Francis Perret, podpredsednik francoske Amnesty International, prav tako opozarja na zgrešenost deportacij, saj se bodo izgnani naposled spet vrnili v Francijo.
The Roma problem, if I can use this expression, will not disappear because these persons are citizens, European citizens. They will not vanish between France and Romania or France and Bulgaria. They will not go to another planet or to another galaxy. They are here to stay and to live in Europe. And European countries and the European Commission must face this reality, and the faster we will begin addressing real problems rather than having some types of political speech which are often discriminatory and very dangerous in terms of social tensions, the better it will be for Romas and for every European citizen. Will they ever
Omenili smo že, da te deportacije niso nove. Pere spominja na lanske izgone Romov in politični zaslužek odgovornih.
Last year, for instance, in 2009, according to official statistics from the French authorities, about 10,000 Romas were sent back to Romania, mainly, and or to Bulgaria. So there is nothing new in this policy. What is new is, I would say, the fact that this policy is officially recognized, and that the French presidency, the French government are saying we are going to expel them, we are going to expel more people, we are going to say that we will expel this number of people, and they are trying to capitalize, politically speaking, on this behavior and this policy.
Vendar Pere opozarja na podcenjevanje volivcev strani francoske vlade.
I think that they must not consider that French population is only composed of stupid people. We do not think that it's good for human rights and it's not good for political leaders themselves.
Prav tako je bizarno hvalisanje francoske vlade glede uspešnosti pri rušenju romskih naselij. Naj pa ne bi bila zmožna podati številk glede omogočanja urejenih in legalnih stanovanjskih razmer. Francis Pere.
The French Home Affairs Ministry, what we call the Ministère de l'Intérieur, who is in charge of public order, among other issues, is saying these days, well, we have destroyed 51 Roma camps, illegal camps. So it's very good. And in the next few days and weeks, this figure will go up. And so it means that what we are doing is useful and efficient. Amnesty International France is telling the government, well, you want to speak about figures. Okay, so let us speak about figures. You are saying we have destroyed, as of today, 51 Roma camps, illegal settlements. But can you give some figures about the number of Roma people you have helped finding legal housing?
Za konec Maria Ochoa poudari, da francoska praksa ni rešitev.
It's not a solution. According to us, it is not at all a solution. The only solution is to get these people to live a decent life in their countries of origin, first of all, and if not in the countries where they have decided to travel. But first of all, it should be for the countries of origin to take care of their citizens. So we believe at the Council of Europe that it is not only a European problem to be solved by the European Union, but it should be solved first by the countries and the states where the Roma live.
Kultivator so pripravili Boris Trvajenca, Luka P. in Goran.
Ja, kaj pa je to?
Ja, kultivator.
Gre za neko vrsto apatije.
To lahko reče samo kreten. Noben drug.
Socialni invalid. In ga je nemogoče urejati.
Drugi kandidat.
Pa pije, kadi, masturbira, vse kako ni človeka počeje. Nihče tega ne ve.
Vsak petek v OFF programu s
kultiviramo dogodek tedna.
Lahko po kriterijih Radija Študent, težko pa po evropskih kriterijih.
Ampak na drug način, kot vi tu mislite.
Kultivator vedno užge.
Da pač nekdo sploh omenja probleme, ki so, in da pravzaprav sploh nekdo sproži dogajanje v družbi.
To drži.